Of course, they had a whole lot of that sort of stuff here in the last election.
Uh-huh.
A whole lot, some people were fools enough to think that Senator McGovern had a chance. I didn't think he had a chance to start with because nobody trusted him. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you went, people said, well, I like to hear him talk, but I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of him. It was a psychological mm-hmm. thing that scattered all over the country that defeated him.
Well, some people say that a lot of politicians like to think back to the old days or like to have people think back to the old days when everything was better. You know, it might have been better back then, and you might lean back in your chair and say, well, how would you express it?
I would say that Mr. So-and-so was a statesman, that he was a successful public servant.
Well, what if it was just you, though, instead of a politician? If you were talking with someone and you wanted to tell him how good it was in the old days, you'd say...
I'd say he was a statesman, a good citizen, statesman. He was a public servant. Those are the only terms that I know of.
Well, getting away from a politician, though, just talking about you again, if you wanted to tell, say, your grandchildren, or maybe someone like me, if you wanted to tell me how good it was in the old days, you might start out by saying, can I give you any more clues than that?
I know, maybe my dumbness kind of clogged my thinking, but I can't see any difference in the expression of introducing a man as a
public-spirited
citizen, or a good citizen, or as a successful candidate. Or,
mm-hmm. If this didn't have anything to do with introducing a candidate or a politician, say this is entirely different from that, if you were just talking to someone out in the hall of the Bon Air here, and they say,
this is my friend, Mr. Smith. This is my friend. This is a very close personal friend.
Well, but if you weren't introducing, you were just talking to him, and they said, it sure is nice living now because of all the conveniences. And you disagreed. You didn't think that was true. And you thought the older days were better. You'd say, what about the old days? Would you ever use the good old days? What?
So I just don't get the thought there, just to be perfectly frank with you.
All right.
I say the old days, as far as I'm concerned, what?
If I asked you, if somebody asked, what was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it...
Now you see, there I don't catch the words somehow or other. It looks like I'm not... I hear you, but I don't separate the words.
All right. If I said, wasn't that you I saw in town yesterday? And you might say to me, no.
No, you were mistaken, it was possibly someone else.
But it...
It wasn't me.
Okay. Now, if a woman might want to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little piece of cloth, square piece of cloth, to
that
use
would be
as
a sample.
If she sees a dress that she likes very much, and she might say it's a very...
Attractive.
Okay. How about... if you saw a nice-looking girl, you might say she's a very...
Well, you see, about her, she's very attractive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Another word, maybe, other than attractive, say...
Yeah.
Well,
I think that is a generally used expression, and it's one that is very fitting.
Uh-huh. How about if you said the dress was more attractive than the girl, you'd say that the dress was... Think of another word, maybe, you could use.
Well... I think you could use the word neat, or you could use more attractive, or you could use she's a better style or more stylish, and she's beautifully dressed, very appropriately dressed, or something.